Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network. Hey everybody, it's The Voice, and I am on location yet again in Tinley Park. Just witnessed a fantastic set from our band of the week, slash guests this week, The Stereo. Yay! We got Jamie, Rory, Sam, Chris. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for joining us here.
We are currently in a lounge of the Tinley Park Convention Center. Big Wig is about to take...
Foyer.
Yes, exactly. There's a wedding reception past the velvet rope to our right that is about to commence. I believe it's Harry Potter themed. Yeah. I snuck past the rope. I saw a sorting hat on the table. So they're probably cool with this. Yeah. To our left down the hall is 350 Fest. Like I said, Big Wig is taking the stage. We're going to sit here and drink some beer and chat about music and all things The Stereo. So before we do that, I want to mention that our show is sponsored by Distill Brewery, and Distill was founded in Bloomington, Illinois, and has been boycotting Bland since 2013. Their hard work and craftsmanship has led to a wide array of beers that are anything but bland. From the Wild Sour line to the Barrel Aged St. Dakaris series, Distill's award-winning beers include something for everyone. With options like Weisenheimer, Vertex IPA, Syncopathic, and Dos Vidania, Distill doesn't disappoint. So we here at Drunken Lullabies encourage you to boycott Bland alongside us. Support flavor, drink Distill. All right, and
I'm in.
Yeah, for you drunkomaniacs at home, the drinking game is in effect. We do not have to participate, but you listeners do. So anytime there is a swear word, anytime there is a culture reference or impression, take a drink. And anytime the word of the day is said, you have to take a drink. We're going to make the word of the day stereo. So anytime any of those happen, you have to take a drink. So that way you get tipsy right along with us.
This is Chris, and I'm just
going to
say you guys are fucked.
All right. And joining me this episode, he's been on the show before. I've got a co-host on the road. Gene, welcome back.
What's going on?
We're sitting on a different couch.
Yeah, I know.
I was not expecting this.
Not the one in your basement.
No. This is a little fancier than my basement.
Yeah,
we don't have this much open lighting.
Foyer space?
Yeah. Definitely no velvet ropes. It's mostly just
it's
DVDs.
It's got a lot of foyer in here.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to get things kicked off. We're drinking some 350 beers because we're at 350 Fest. The first one we're drinking is called the Insomniac Amber Ale. I pre-poured a little bit for everybody here. I don't know, have you guys been able to dabble in any of the beers since you got in?
And this, you had this beer.
Yeah, I haven't tried them all, but this was what I picked and I loved it.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the Ruckus. The Ruckus was good.
The Ruckus?
Ruckus.
What's the Ruckus? I didn't see that one yet.
It's a lighter beer.
Oh, okay.
Golden Ale.
Okay. This is a red ale, 5.7%. Not too crazy. Like I said, you guys have a after party show that you're playing at Reggie's, which was kind of a last minute add on. You guys and former band of the week guests, Lights Over Bridgeport.
Yeah.
So basically, I'm going to say the after party is brought to you in part by Drunken Lullabies, because both bands...
And Chrysler.
Yeah.
Right. Featured... Or Chevrolet, because we're taking a Chevy van to there.
Oh, are you?
That's cool. Fuck Chrysler.
Does it have windows, or is it one of those creeper vans?
It's
semi-creeper.
An express.
Semi-creeper. It's got windows.
It's got windows.
They're tinted enough where it creeps. Okay.
It's a safe space.
All right, now, for the uninitiated, Gene and I are longtime fans. We'll go around the horn here, and you guys can introduce yourselves and say what your roles are in the stereo. Now, I'm leaving this way open for interpretation, but we'll start with Jamie here.
I'm Jamie. I sing and play guitar.
Okay.
Drive the van.
Okay. Get text messages.
I am Rory Phillips. I play guitar in the stereo. I sing sometimes. And
that's what I
do. All right. I'm Chris. I'm in charge.
We found that out in the set. It was between you two.
That's pretty much it.
And I think we know who.
I think Sam is a close second, but I'm in charge.
Okay.
And you guys are also older.
I dabble in the bass, too.
My name's Sam Hardwick, and I play lead drums.
Lead drums. Okay. is your guitar tech the backup drummer, in case?
No, he's like
a backup.
Our guitar tech Austin is 21 years old, and he gives us transfusions of his blood.
So. He's 21. He didn't even look that old.
He's 21.
Yeah, he's the reason we're gonna make it to Reggie's.
So those of us that know, blood. It's vampire. It's not vampire. Those are like, oh, it's a vampire.
Right.
Vampire. Vampire. And now you understand.
I always thought it was Nosferatu.
That's okay. Yeah, that works too.
Is that Misfit song called Vampira?
Yeah.
Right. It's like Huevos, the Vampira.
These references.
So
prepare yourself.
You guys are a band that Gene and I have been following for a long time. I first found you through the New Tokyo EP.
Oh, so post Rory.
I know, unfortunately. No, I'm okay. Sorry, Rory.
Oh, shit.
Hey, cool. I listened.
It's cool.
Is that an 80s reference? Drink, everyone.
And, you know, I went back, bought 300. Thank you very much. And, you know, because four Goodbye. Songs aren't enough. You know, I didn't want to wait for No Traffic to come out, so.
Nobody did.
So I believe I bought it at the Fueled by Ramen table at the Warped Tour,
nice.
Circa 2000. I think it had just come out.
Sounds right.
And yeah, so it was a while ago. Became a fan, and then you guys ceased to be. Jamie had other projects.
Jamie,
you were involved.
Yeah,
let go. Let Go was a solid one and done. I mean, there was the EP, but for full lengths.
Yeah. It had a No Traffic quality.
And then you've done a solo album since a couple years ago.
Rory did a bunch of cool, like, he had the Artificial Heart,
mm-hmm.
which is like pretty much my workout mix.
Is
like,
it?
Yeah. I love that fucking record.
And the Impossibles, you know, like... We mentioned Animal Chin,
right.
You know, like that's the old school.
Yeah.
And then you guys got paired together by the label kind of to form this band.
Well, yeah.
They just thought you'd get along.
Animal Chin was sort of finishing, and I wasn't done writing songs by any stretch. And I wanted to, do my solo record then.
Okay.
But I certainly didn't have enough material at that moment to do one. But I wasn't necessarily trying to do it that week anyway. And then John was like, well, Rory's, the Impossibles, Rory's got songs all the time. You guys should make a record together. And so...
So we basically traded tapes.
Okay.
We're checking out what each other were writing. And Jamie's was a lot more well-formulated and cooked in the oven than mine were. Mine were a lot more sketchy. Just had a couple of songs going.
My songs are fucking awesome.
They were fucking awesome. And so once we heard each other's stuff, it really made sense to combine forces and put out the record 300 with those songs plus some other stuff that we brought together.
We spent 2 weeks at Rory's house, just like in the living room. We'd get up in the morning, we'd demo, write, we would sit there with acoustic guitars and we'd just sort of flesh out the ideas that we had and turned them into something that we'd then go record on his digital 4-track, which was at the time pretty space age to us. And then when we were done with the demo, we sent it off to the label, and John was like, let's do this. This record's going to be great. And then we drove to Minneapolis, and we spent about 10 days recording 300. And yeah, I mean, like, we, from the idea of doing the band to like literally the first show was probably like 2 months or something like that. It was really fast.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't even know what was happening by the time it was already done with.
Yeah.
You know, we were making the record. We were sending off copies to like major labels that were interested in our partnership at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just like, what is happening? Like, this is like, we didn't even know what the harmonies should be on this next song, but we're like, well, I guess we're sending this mix to Capitol Records tomorrow. Like, but yeah, they still need like, it was faster than what we could sort of appreciate.
Yeah.
And then when we hit the road, it was just like, and the record came out, people were responding, and we're just like, wow, this is great. So.
Excellent. And being our guests / band of the week, you get perks. We're going to play 3 songs by The Stereo this episode. We're talking about 300, so I figure why not lead off with a track off of 300? So you guys are going to get to enjoy She Would Never off of 300 here on Drunken Lullabies.
Whoa, do we have to perform it?
No.
Because I'm gyrating my hips right now in a very inappropriate way.
We're going to let them listen to it. We're going to pause for a few, and then we're going to come back.
Wait, fuck.
There you go. And that was She Would Never.
That was great.
That was probably the fastest you guys have ever played.
You guys sounded
it sounded
amazing.
Just like a record.
I feel like I really botched that last chorus.
I gotta call out real quick too that's Jamie playing drums on that song. I don't know if many people
you did say your lead drummer, so
Jamie was a drummer at that time.
Yeah, you're right, Roy. And actually I think Chris and I were talking to somebody just now after the show, and a guy who was a huge Stereo fan, and he came up and he knew you guys. Yeah, he knew you guys from previous, you know, touring and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he was saying how influential I was in terms of his drumming. And Chris and I looked at each other, and being the last Stereo drummer, and I haven't imploded or exploded yet.
Right.
Not necessarily the last.
Not Spinal Tap.
Right. I'm waiting.
You know,
because I'm that guy. That's gonna
be
even though I have a really
next to me.
I have a super positive approach to life. But I totally expect to blow up any right now. anyway, long story short, to give Jamie his due as a drummer.
Don't do that.
Jamie was the one who was influential to him in his drumming, and
yeah, that was cool.
He didn't want to hear it, but I told him, no.
I thought Sam was great on 300.
It was Jamie. So anyway.
So how did this reunion come about? Because I got to admit, when the alert came on Facebook and Todd broke the news that the stereo...
Alert.
Yeah, the
silver alert. Silver alert.
That you guys were playing, I was so stoked because it's been way too long and I was not expecting to see the stereo on stage. And so how did that come about? I know you dedicated the set to Todd.
I'm not going to lie, I peed in my pants a little bit.
Me too.
We kind of broke the seal on it. In 2011, we played Gilbert Amon's 15th anniversary in New York City.
Nice.
So that's when we came back together for the first time. But, you know, here we are 6 years later. Me and Jamie.
On the second date of our super slow tour.
By the way, this was called the One Crazy Nights tour.
Okay.
Yeah. This is night two.
Okay, yeah.
Night two of the One Crazy Nights.
Well, I heard you playing Lick It Up on stage.
Oh, shit.
Are you going to play Crazy Nights tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy,
there you go.
Yes.
I believe the word crazy is said about 45 times in that song. Yes.
That was so good. Was that Vinnie Vincent or was that No, it wasn't Vinnie Vincent.
No, it wasn't. It was maybe Kulik.
It was Kulik. She was Kulik.
Vinnie Vincent could have really benefited from some makeup.
He needed to get bigger, though.
That was a thing,
that's
right?
A Kiss reference, so that's good enough. We're now drinking the barrel-aged I Hate Mondays, which that's a Boomtown Rats reference.
Ooh,
yes. So cheers to Bob Geldof and Live Aid. He was also Pink in The Wall. Shaved his eyebrows off. It was really weird. So this is a Scandinavian, my people, the Imperial Espresso Porter, 12%. This is a 350 Fest exclusive, so I wanted to feature it.
See you in the hospital one, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Fresh pot!
Now, how many of you guys are big craft beer drinkers? I know you are,
yes,
sir.
Yes, I am. Yeah, I like craft beer. I like all beer, really.
Yeah.
I'm mostly a wine cooler guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bartles and James.
For life.
Yeah. Yeah. B and J. I miss them. They've been out of my life for a while.
No, did you guys see Zima came back? I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I only drink Zima when I'm wearing Zubas.
So. I actually have a Zima. I sell beer for a living currently, and you know.
I wasn't gonna mention it, but
no, yeah, that's okay. Cool. That's cool. We all have jobs and all that.
Yeah.
And yeah, I work in, I have to go to beer distributors and sell them beer.
Right.
And like a month ago, I walked in and there was a stack of Zima just right in front of the
door. And you're just like, what the fuck?
I said, what the fuck is going on?
They have Zima stuff.
And it's, what is this zit? It came back as just a limited release.
Yeah, exactly.
What the fuck?
And that's what it is. It's one of those things, like, people are buying it and they're like, oh yeah, this is horrible. I remember drinking this and that's it, you know.
One of my distributors gave me a bottle and it's been in my refrigerator for 3 months and I can't bring myself to drink it.
Well, I thought about buying Sock and Jolly Ranchers once I
heard
that.
Yeah.
But Zima, though, Zima's like spice. It's like, it's peppery. It's spicy.
No, it's not.
It's spicy. And I mean,
fight it out.
Let's just be real here for a second. Like, if we
stop being
genuine. Your palate is not sophisticated enough to handle Zima, and when it becomes sophisticated enough, you will appreciate the spice.
That's why you have to put a sweet tart in it or some shit.
It's pepper forward. It's medium body. There's a slight tannin to it. I mean,
there's definitely tannins involved.
If you guys can't taste that, that's not Zima's problem. That's your problem. Fuck.
All right, now Chris.
Yes.
I'm gonna give you a chance to shout out some of the brands you push craft wise. What should the listeners be checking out that is part of your work portfolio?
I got two favorites right now. One is New Holland.
Okay.
They're out of Michigan, not too far.
I've been there.
Yeah. So everyone, try out Mad Dragon's Milk if you haven't.
Okay. That's Dragon's Milk, when you're watching Game of Thrones, that's the beer you have to drink.
That's their flagship, 11%. Enjoy.
What's her name? The Dragon.
Daenerys.
Yeah.
Is it her milk?
Okay, she
if it is, I'm going to have
She's the mother of dragons and, like, all these other things.
No spoilers.
Yeah.
Okay.
And actually, my top favorite right now is a brewery out of Mifflinburg, PA called Rusty Rail.
Okay.
Definitely worth checking out. Huge, awesome line of beers. And they do all kinds of crazy, like, one-offs. They have a peanut butter Hefeweizen.
A peanut butter Hefe?
That's
different.
Yeah. Because the hefe, the yeast, like, it almost tastes like a little banana on the back end.
Okay.
It's great.
So Elvis would love that beer because it's like a peanut butter banana sandwich.
Yeah, we actually just did, it was Elvis's death day.
It was.
Wednesday the 16th. We did a promo at a bar.
Uh-huh.
And they made peanut butter banana sandwiches that were unreal and paired it with that beer.
See?
And it's the beer, it sounds scary, a peanut butter.
I would try it.
It is awesome. It's okay. Really good. I swear to God, and I've never seen anything like it.
Excellent.
Great. It's like peanut butter sandwiches in your chili.
So yeah, check out Rusty Rail if you can find it.
Cool.
Yeah.
And you guys just finished your set. Thoughts on how it went? I thought it went great.
I quit.
You played some new stuff. Which is encouraging as a fan.
You did.
I believe it was called 13.
Yeah, for two new songs, 13 and a song called The Kings of No Hope.
Yeah, I didn't catch the name of that one, so it was not properly introduced.
Yeah, well,
I was like, this has got to be new. I don't know this one.
I heard it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Open your fucking ears. I was paying
attention.
Oh, damn it. Sorry. I see what you did there.
Fast and Furious.
Yes. Are these songs that have been recorded yet? Is it,
demoed.
Okay.
Demoed. Yeah.
Well, you've been doing, I mean...
We haven't actually had a conversation about whether or not we are talking about this. Like, I mean, it's pretty stupid since we just played them for 1,000 people, but,
You did say coming soon or something to that effect.
Yeah. We don't have a date on anything yet, but we have a lot of material.
Okay. Excellent. And, I mean, that's kind of what you were focusing on was production work for a while after the bands weren't recording. And you were, are you going to self-produce the upcoming stuff or do you need an editor?
Yeah, right?
Either Jamie or like...
What we've been doing lately, like, is sort of like the Rory Show as... figured out later by me.
Okay.
Rory wrote a full album at least of just the most terrific songs.
Way to go, Rory.
Nice. And then I sort of took them and like sort of
sprinkled your
them.
Stuff
he,
on
he
it.
He took the turd, he polished it as hard as he possibly could, and now they are gleaming, shiny turds that anyone would
enjoy. No matte finish.
Come on!
And then, so I'm sort of rounding third on my contribution to it. We literally have three albums worth of material.
Holy shit, you're like Guided by Voices. Are you going to drop like three of them in 1 year?
We've talked about how to do this.
I'd be all right with it.
I don't exactly know what we're going to do yet, but
triple album.
We need to finish it, and then we're going to do it live at the Budokan.
Yeah, there you go. You can't release them all at once. It's too much to take in. You gotta set them out a few months each.
Of everything.
Yeah.
Let the music play. Well, that was flat. Sorry. It was sharp or flat.
Is that why they don't give you a mic back there?
No, it's not.
Sam is a better singer than I am.
Sam is like the best musician in the band.
Yeah.
Lead drums.
You are lead drums.
And he's the best magician in the band.
All right. Well, we're. Whoa. Yeah, it's an illusion, like Doug Henning style.
By the way, the nerds are getting really loud right now.
They are. I don't. Gryffindor.
I think I just saw a wand and a broomstick.
Hufflepuff. All right. Well, on that note, we're gonna let you guys listen to another song. We're gonna move on to the next album, No Traffic, and we're gonna play New Tokyo Is Calling, which you guys just played. Would you like to say anything about that song before we get into it? Nah?
play the EP version.
I can play the EP version, you know.
Jamie, what do you think? EP version?
EP or no traffic version?
No traffic version for sure.
Oh, okay.
Do you know the vocals are exactly the same? I flew them digitally.
Really?
On over the internet?
Yeah, no.
Interwebs.
Yeah. It's the interwebs. Trust me, I had to like record. And never mind. It's going to be way too technical. But
inside baseball. <Yeah. laughs>
I think that's a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? All right, so enjoy. This is New Tokyo is Calling. No matter what version I play, it's the same vocals. So enjoy here on Drunken Lullabies.
I saw Zayo in San Diego. No original members.
How does that possible?
I don't know.
Well, I was just going to give you the cup.
It's the, it's the essence of Zayo.
Isn't that from Juliana Theory?
Yes. Good call.
What's happening now?
Brett Dieter, we
toured with Juliana Theory, like our first ever tour.
You know what? They were one of those bands that when they came out, they said their name was a reference to like some sociological experiment that they came up with, and it was called the Juliana Theory, and they never expounded on what the Juliana Theory was. It was like an episode of Lost. You know, it was like one of those things like, oh yeah, this means something.
They never
explained it.
They did a tour either this summer or last summer, their 20th anniversary or something like that.
I remember seeing them at Cornerstone, and they were excommunicated. It was a Christian music festival. They were on Tooth & Nail Records. I believe they said a swear on stage, and they were never invited back. Yeah, they said titties. They were like,
"That's actually worse than swearing." That's worse than swearing.
No, I don't think they did.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think they said ass or shit. Maybe damn.
If I see
something,
some titties, I'm gonna play "Emotion Is Dead."
To the tune of 5,000 screaming titties. That's our next song.
I don't blame them.
All right. Well, this next beer we're drinking, this is the Crook. This is their flagship IPA.
Oh, it is
6.9% on the Richter scale.
Can I say something?
Go for it.
No.
My tongue's starting to get fat.
Your tongue is getting fat?
Yeah. It's like, can you tell, am I enunciating my
Yeah, you're
words?
Fine.
I think, right. I think you're speaking
what
fine.
Mean, what does that mean?
I don't know. I'm feeling
like a bee sting?
The only true way to do a fat tongue test is to lick the floor.
Yeah.
Let's check it out. Sam?
Well, wait, pee on it first. I'm not going to do that for nothing.
Fat tongue, is that new Belgium?
You've got to make sure you're safe.
Yeah. Fat tongue, it's a new craft Listen, beer. I got, look I'm for it from New Holland.
Vitamin C. I don't have any, though.
Yeah.
Or do I?
I think this will get rid of scurvy.
Listen.
If you got it.
Yeah, this is pirate.
We're listening.
Right here. I feel safe. Either
yep.
way.
You're saving it?
Yep. It's a little grapefruit. Orange.
Is that grapefruit? Is there banana on the back end?
What is that? Is that grapefruit?
Let's go to bananas.
I'm asking you guys because you know. Is that grapefruit?
Yeah.
Banana on the
sure.
back end.
Little Sounds good. On the back end. I can look it up here because last time I did a show, I had Todd.
I get a little bit.
And he can give me all the background on the beers because, you know, they're his beers.
I like it. I like it. It doesn't make me feel like I'm trying.
I get a little bit of orange on it, too.
The orange is right, yeah.
It's the flavor profile is hoppy, smooth, clean, malty, and citrusy. So it is in the citrusy family. There's no extensive notes as to which...
Wait, is it an IPA or an APA?
No, it's an IPA.
It's gotta be an IPA.
So,
I mean, typically not malty, though, right? Isn't that more of an APA?
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Goes in hoppy and he's malty?
It's Leonard Malty.
Yes. It's not offensive.
Yeah, it's
not crazy it's not crazy like a West Coast IPA for sure.
Yeah.
It's not overloaded.
That's yours too. That was the first. That was the first beer. You never finished yours.
I can drink this.
You got to catch up. So Jamie, I wanted to offer congratulations on the recent nuptials.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, we're all married. So now I was
well, a delayed congratulations to the rest of you. He just recently.
We're all married.
Wait, together?
To each other.
Oh, it's like a big love polygamy.
2017!
we're all staying in one room.
Did that happen in Utah?
We like
to call it the dude pile room.
It's like pile
on the under the sunrise. Welcome to this place. I'll show you wherever. Fine.
What's that guy?
Dude, that had right amount of everything.
I think stank. The citrus stank gave me a little.
Yeah, there you go. That fat tongue. Fine. Yeah.
What's that guy doing nowadays?
Chemicals.
You know what? He just played.
He went into Bush.
He's playing with some dudes from other bands that didn't.
Scott Stapp
really end up well. Yeah.
He's in Funny Card.
And he played. He played at some shithole. Small place in Pittsburgh like a week ago.
Nice. Funny story, I met Scott really? Stapp right before he went insane.
No.
Before, like my friends were blaming it on me. Like I was the anomaly and meeting me sent him off the deep end to think that FBI was following him and all that nice. Crazy shit. But I won free tickets to his concert that night. It's true. And I went to his sound check, which that was an eye-opening experience, let me tell you.
Can I get some more?
Yeah, it kind of was.
I need a little bit more.
He's up there in cargo shorts and flip-flops and a backwards hat, singing the same song five times over, and
Can I ask which one?
It was With Arms Wide Open.
No way.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Well, that's their brother.
And
she's got a song too.
And he evidently was playing with new hired guns. Because it was like
the original Creed guys.
He was telling the guitar player how to play it. Like, no, when you get doing like wah wah, you know, a little more wah wah. You know?
That's higher.
Is it the original guy? No,
it was not Mark Tremonti.
It's a different song.
No, it was Scott Stapp Band. And friends, you know.
Like Joe Cocker.
So after the sound check, he did like a meet and greet in the lobby. And I was friends with the venue. And I was ready to go to the bar down the street. It was just like, whatever. I had time to kill. Here I am. I'm going to go. And he's like, hey, man, you want to get a picture? And I'm like, wow, Scott Stapp really wants to take a picture with me. So we took a picture. And I've posted it on the page before. I'm smirking with a shit-eating grin, and Scott Stapp has his arm around me with just the biggest smile on his face. And I'm like, yep, Scott Stapp was just really happy to meet me.
That'll be $10.
Yeah, yeah. He introduced me to his son.
Did you
meet
him in a picture?
Yeah.
See, I figured there was like a Denny's in Tampa, Florida that needed a line cook, and there, that's where Scott Stapp
is. He's somewhere. God bless him.
That's what I thought.
Cheers to you, Scott Stapp.
Yeah.
Wherever you are, you magnificent beast.
Should have been dead on a Sunday morning or whatever.
Should have been dead!
One in my hell. No time for mourning.
Out.
Ain't got no time.
I'm sorry that you're such a Scott Stapp fan and we offended you, Rory.
That's it.
I had no idea. Jamie, you should have told me.
Well, you know.
All right. Well,
he really did leave.
We're going to take a break here.
I think he's going to...
He maybe broke the seal.
Piss isn't a swear word. Maybe. I think you should all
piss.
For me saying
piss.
Piss.
Cups on the table.
Piss.
We're going to leave him for the wedding party.
You got to say it like Scott Stapp.
Somebody's going to be screwing on this by the end of the night. I'm just guessing. I don't know what kind of party it is, but if it's that kind of party, I'm going to put my dick in the mashed potatoes. All right. Well,
soak it.
On the FCF Network, we have a plethora of fantastic shows for you guys to enjoy. We're going to play a promo now for one of my favorites. I'm talking about Couch Pilots. Enjoy.
Ah, yes, it's Couch Pilots. The show that dares to fly into the unknown territory of awful television pilots of the past. Join Captain Blake Clayton and me, the Bottle Cap Kid, as we soar through the skies while discussing television shows that had one and only one episode. We'll dig into behind-the-scenes facts that may or may not be interesting, break down why it didn't work, unearth reviews from around the world, and provide our very own special brand of rating. So click a blue link, say hi to Tarmac John, and become one of our very own frequent flyers by subscribing in iTunes or your favorite podcast app of choice, and earn points towards an array of surprise prizes. Check out new episodes every Monday, and don't forget to rate us, leave us a review, and tell a friend. And as always, we're proudly part of the FCF Network family of shows at fcfnetwork.com. Well, these pilots are usually rough, but it's always a smooth flight here on Couch Pilots. Thanks, everyone. Hope to see you soon.
We got one beer left, Couch Pilots. It's two of my buddies, and they watch failed TV pilots, and then they review them. And they do it as if they were pilots on a plane. They have characters and aliases. It is Captain Philip Reschischer. And They do. It's a fantastic show. You can check it out every Monday. New episodes. I've been on several times. I did one episode fully in... I was in character as the American Dream Dusty Rhodes the entire time for an hour and a half. If you guys come through Peoria, Illinois.
No, we'll phone in. We'll Skype in. Whatever we got to do.
We'll see. Hey, Blake, Jason, here we go. I got more guests for you if you can make it happen.
That sounds amazing.
But what I'm going to make happen now is what I like to call the sponsor spotlight.
My voice is like a monster. And now a word from my sponsor.
Brought to you by Distill Brewery, it is now time for the sponsor spotlight, and I have a crowler here of the Pilot IPA number 2. That doesn't mean it's shitty. But Distill Brewery from Bloomington, Illinois, they have the brand new $14 million facility right off the interstate that opened a few months ago. What are you waiting for?
Well, I work all the time. I'm lucky I got up here.
You guys ready to take back what you said about the staff?
I'm sorry, Rory. I'm sorry. It'll never happen again. What other singers are you a huge fan of that are off limits?
You really
were upset.
Shakira.
Fred, 52s.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna drink a beer from the still.
I see a painted sign.
It's 6.9%. It's the Pilot IPA.
Oh my
it
God,
wasn't
it
a beer.
So citrusy.
It was citrusy.
Yeah. Love Shaq.
It's so fun to do that voice. You know,
a career in the modern day and age of doing the old-timey radio voice. Like, yeah. Oh, so FDR thinks there's war.
All All right, so this is yeah.
I would love to have like Fred Schneider and Paul Harvey just have a radio on. Be interesting. All right, what are we drinking?
So this is the Pilot IPA number 2. It's this is going to be a little bit more of a citrusy, not quite New England style IPA. I don't know if you're you're a beer guy, so you probably know about the hazy IPAs and whatnot. But originally, we featured the Pilot IPA number 1 before. It was called Tim's Mistake. What happened was our friend Tim at Distill like double hopped everything. He's one of the brewers, and he added a shit ton of hops into this beer, doubled it up. It wasn't supposed to be. It turned out really good, and they were like, let's try and do this again. So this is the second batch.
Please say you like slipped on a banana peel and was like, whoops, and spilled the hops in there.
It wasn't.
So they keep having to put a banana peel down. Like, here you go, Tim.
That's a time-tested approach.
Sorry, bro.
There's a serious banana theme going on with your input tonight.
He loves heavy vice.
I'm just thinking maybe banana should have been the secret word.
You know, stereo.
There's a song in this.
The hotel bar
Tim's
is called Bananas.
It's true.
Is it?
True story.
Okay.
True story.
There's actually like 4 different bars that used to be Bananas in Peoria.
Thank God they
weren't.
Yeah.
I got it.
Bananas just...
Don't you know it's the perfect ending to the bad day.
Tim's getting used to spending.
When you go, don't you know it was always Tim's mistake.
Fantastic.
There you go.
Distill. There you go. You got a jingle.
Sam Crow's rolling over in her grave right now.
Yeah, the lead drummer of the Stereo just gave you gold. All right. So you said you guys are playing a few extra songs in tonight's
Apple
Podcast.
We're going to play like 16 songs tonight.
What are the songs that you're playing that I don't get to hear but Gene does?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Oh, Gene's a man.
Wait, what's...
I got to watch the kids tomorrow. Yeah. If I go to the after party,
pain,
I'm rolling in
I'm
at 5 a.m.
Right,
I feel your pain, bro.
We're flying at
me too.
Midway or O'Hare.
I'm probably going to get a late checkout.
What was it?
8.
Not us. We got to fucking pretty much go from the venue to the airport almost.
Yeah.
So, of songs that you would know, we're playing Can't Go Home Again.
Okay.
Football Dad.
Ah.
God, that already hurts my voice. Just talking about it hurts my voice.
Oh, new.
We're playing a cover of Guided by Voices song.
Oh, which one?
Teenage FBI.
Oh, God damn it! That's like my favorite Guided by Voices song.
Let me just say, I don't know if you allow plugs for YouTube shows on your podcast.
I do.
But we played live from the Mike's, Rock Room last night, and we recorded that song. So
what will happen is when this episode comes out, you can go to Drunken Lullabies Podcast Facebook page, and you will see that video, because I'm definitely going to post it. I just saw GBV 2 days ago in Bloomington. They played 2.5 hours, 57 songs.
Jesus.
Fantastic.
Did they play Teenage FBI?
And they did, and I sung my fucking lungs out. It was great. They did Bulldog Skin, which was that was my introduction to them.
Rare.
And then they played Teenage FBI after. It was part of an 8-song encore. Which not many bands can do an 8-song encore, but when they're 2 minutes each, you can cram a lot in. So yeah, Bob.
They put out like 5 records a year.
Yeah,
like,
it's hard to keep up. Bob gave me a beer. He passed me the bottle of Jose. I took my shot.
Does he still do like the big giant igloo cooler on stage?
Yes.
They just keep filling. Like,
they do.
After 5 songs.
He has a cooler on the stage. These guys know what they're doing. It's Miller Lite, so I mean that's why they can drink all show. If you were drinking a Crook IPA or a Pilot IPA. Bob would be, high kicks would be going off.
Let us not try to call Guided by Voices a bunch of lightweights for drinking only Miller Lite.
Jamie, I want to see you do some Robert Pollard high kicks.
I think I'd fucking have a Robert Pollard high split of my pants.
Robert Pollard proper enough for Rory to do that. Because
you know who can do those
inspired outfit and his kicks.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. I'm going to have to get you to send it to me. Those shoes are phenomenal, by the way.
Thank you.
They are just...
It's my thing. You
very
know, like
red.
Shades from that thing you do.
Okay.
The drummer starts wearing yeah. shades. For me, it's the red. I'm the red shoe guy.
Okay.
Like that Red Shoe Diaries. I don't know if you're familiar with software.
I am,
yeah. yeah. Yep. HBO. Yeah.
No. Early David Duchovny.
I'm sure. Wow. I mean, what?
Yeah. It was Soft Light. Kind of like Days, after,
man with
days
one,
of Our
one
Lives.
Red shoe, yeah,
you know, yeah Tom Hanks.
Yeah, you know,
yeah, there's tons
Lady
of
in red.
You're yeah, the guy with two also, red shoes.
And here I am thinking that you're wearing red makeup.
Supple.
Yeah.
Supple.
Well, we're going to play another song. We're moving on to the third record, Rewind and Record. Another song you played in the set, Pay No Attention. You have a video, which is a single camera shot of you walking around with headphones on, lip syncing to your own song. Or were you singing?
I was lip syncing, but it was the song was being played back at half speed.
Okay.
So that everybody looked like they were going quickly around.
Right.
Me. It was one take.
And the, no
yes.
Attention.
Yes. That was exactly that.
It was awesome to witness.
It was the worst video we've ever made. Or I should say the worst video having to make it.
Okay.
Yes.
Because it was like 7 minutes of pretending that 1,000 people standing around me didn't notice me.
Yeah.
It was very weird.
But they, noticed him.
Yeah, and I mean, it was the most, everyone was like, what's going on here? Everyone was just looking at me, and I'm like,
that's right,
get him a body bag, Jack.
And then we did one take, and he's like, well, what do you think? I'm like, that's the
video.
That's
good.
Goodbye.
Yeah, we'll just do that.
Nailed it.
You can find it on YouTube.
I was
watched
in the car
it this week.
3 minutes later, driving home.
All right, well, we're going to play it at regular speed. So here we go. This is Pay No Attention by The Stereo here on Drunken Lullabies.
That gets me in trouble. Quit talking to me now, baby. I just want to be left alone. And it's so simple for you to move into my world and break it. Well, I can't take it. Pay no attention to my broken heart. It doesn't matter, my world's falling apart. Solve this equation. We'll
that was Pay No Attention, and we are going to pay no attention to Rory's spit tank that he just did all over his hand. That's
an 80s reference.
That was gold.
Spit tank, yeah. Maybe 70s.
Yeah. All right.
Timeless classic.
Well, the bride is walking by. We're going to raise our glasses to the bride.
Cheers.
Cheers to the bride.
She's
oblivious. All right. It's her day.
Maybe she heard Pay No Attention.
Pay No Attention.
She's like, fuck.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what?
She is unflappable. It's great. Meta. It's awesome.
It's time for Picks of the Week, and she ain't going to be my pick
That's
of the
right.
week. All right.
Snap. She's going to be lucky
day.
Tonight.
That's her day.
All right, picks of the week. Okay, so we've got a few beers to choose from. Jamie, you said you'd had the Insomniac already yesterday.
Are we allowed to have a tie?
I'll allow it.
No, I love the Insomniac, and what was the coffee one? It was the I Hate Mondays.
I Hate Mondays.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that one. Those were my favorite. Like, yeah. I loved them both.
Is anybody else weirded out that, like, the 2-year-old is on a smartphone and he seems to be using it better than I can?
He's also got...
He's all like...
Oh, yeah, he's day trading right now.
No.
Short!
Short,
shares
I'm
short
selling.
Short.
It just oh, doesn't look right to me.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
I may try to take a picture. I'm not going to ask his parents
That's a good
permission.
Idea. Take a picture of a child.
Yeah. Short Google. Short it.
Yeah. All right, Rory.
He's fine.
Rory.
He's just taking a picture of a child.
Rory, what was your favorite?
I Hate Mondays by a lot. It was amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why do you like it?
It's because it smells like coffee, but it tastes like excellence.
That's a good reason.
It's
all right.
Amazing. Loved it.
I'm going to go tie as well.
Okay.
I dug the 350 Insomniac.
Okay.
And the Distilled Pilot IPA.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They in an arm wrestling match, dead still.
Now, you say you're a beer rep out in Pennsylvania?
Pittsburgh, PA.
Okay. Distill is available in about 20 states right now.
Not PA.
I didn't think so, yeah. But hopefully they will be soon, and it would be fantastic if you're able to represent them.
I was going to say, I work for a pretty popular wholesaler, and
okay.
The word will be put in.
All right. Yeah. Because, yeah, they just hit New York for the first time, so they're making strides in the East Coast. So, yeah, PA's right on the way. Fuck it. They got the Midwest on lockdown. Yeah. Why not go to Pittsburgh?
I'm going to do the same thing for 350. I'm trying. I'm going to work it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. Sam the Man, what do you
got? I Hate Mondays.
I Hate Mondays. Okay.
Yeah. Clear winner for me.
I'm glad I picked that one.
Yeah, that was excellent.
Because I'm not a stout guy. I'm an IPA.
I'm
a hophead.
That's the thing. They didn't drink like
I don't
a stout.
Like really dark beers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
Oh. We should definitely make mention of that. All of these beers are fucking
Yeah,
yes.
Seriously.
Yes.
I do this on a weekly basis. I get to drink 5 to 6 great beers every week. I never, okay, I can't say never. I've had a couple that are like, what the fuck? Indra Kanindra from Ballast Point. It was a curry beer. It was horrible. Episode four, look it up. It was bad. I couldn't even finish my pour. But for the most part, all the beers we drink on this show are great. And sometimes it is tough to pick a favorite. And that's a good problem to have, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Gene, what do you got?
I got to go with the Mondays.
Okay.
And to quote Ken Griffey Jr.
Oh, the kid.
On a fantastic episode of The Simpsons.
Simpsons?
It's like there's a party in my mouth.
And everyone's invited.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That was a great beer.
Well, to quote Daryl Strawberry, has anybody seen my keys?
I'm still waiting for a wheatgrass porter.
Yeah, there was some interesting beers in the roulette area, the VIP. where it was the collaboration beers.
Yeah, I hope it's still going on.
I think it is. There's still some left over. I didn't fuck with the lines, even though I have the bracelet, and I was like, eh, I'll like this.
Yeah, I didn't want to be that guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I went in there before we came out here. Lines were a little shorter. There were still some available. I'm sure we can get you some.
Can we still get more of the I Hate Mondays?
Yes. And you know what? That's from the truck.
Yeah, that's
closest
that's,
to your table.
That's fresh.
So there you go.
Yeah, that's right there.
All right, well, I'm going to go with not the shots of Jaeger. That was just your guys' deal. I love the Pilot IPA number 2. I dug number 1. Number 2 is pretty solid. And I'm going to pick the 350 Crook. Their flagship IPA.
Dark Horse.
It was good.
No, Dark Horse is from Marshall, Michigan. We didn't pick any Dark Horse beer. Totally different brewery. All right, well, this is now where I give you guys some music recommendations. It's my music picks of the week. A band we talked about already, Guided by Voices, their new album, How Do You Spell Heaven? Probably
H-E-A-V-E-N.
Good job. Circle gets the square. So this is only their first album of this year. August by Cake, I think, came out last year. But Guided by Voices, it's Robert Pollard's 101st release. That's a fucking catalog.
That's like more than...
How do you
like
remember all those songs?
Yeah. You don't.
Yeah.
Almost Paradise.
Oh, Footloose soundtrack. Yeah. Nice.
When I get on heaven's door.
Holy shit. Are we cutting a B-side right now?
Almost Paradise.
Here we go.
How could we ask for more?
One more 80s reference.
The Bride and Groom are slow dancing right now. I know.
This is weird.
That's fantastic, Sam. All right, we got to get you a mic on the stage. Some other new ones I've really been digging. Brand New just dropped their new album, Science Fiction, in a weird cryptic way, which I expect from a band like that. Neck Deep, their new album, The Peace and the Panic on Hopeless Records, and The War on Drugs, their new album, A Deeper Understanding. All of those are in heavy rotation in my house, so hope you guys check them out. And also, I mean, I've been listening to all 3 Stereo albums ad nauseum in preparation for today's set. So
me too,
to the point of being nauseous.
I can't but hear this song again.
And I also encourage all the side projects, solo albums, and hey, the new Stereo Covers album featuring Almost Paradise. Look for it soon.
You laugh, but that's not going to happen.
All right. So where can people find you guys on social media to find out what's going on with the Stereo? What other random ass shows you're playing across the country?
We're actually starting to use our Facebook, actually.
Are you in charge of it, or... is the wife?
We're all in charge of it. Like, Rory's probably the most put together when it comes to social media.
Somebody has to be. Good job, Rory.
I don't know.
I expect to see plenty of Scott Stapp posts.
I updated a business
hours. He's a friend.
Yeah, Scott Stapp in the Stereo, double headlining tour. He's going to join you on stage. And you're going to join him on stage. Oh, it's going to be great. I can't wait to see it. But I want to thank you guys for sitting here on these couches in this weird hotel lobby. It technically is a hotel lobby. Like, the Holiday Inn is connected to this building.
Yeah.
It's just like a mile away. But
we're sleeping there.
Yeah, exactly. So
that's weird.
Not tonight.
Thanks for joining us on Drunken Lullabies, and look for the Stereo on social media, find out what's going on. I highly encourage you to check out the albums, be aware of what new recordings are coming out, whether it's Sam's side project of cover tunes or not, I have no idea, but
or his soft porn movie.
It's
coming out soon.
Red Shoe Diaries, 2018.
Red Shoe Diaries.
All right.
Well, Shoe Diaries.
You guys have an after party to play in a few hours, so we're going to let you prepare for that with your Jaeger. So this is the voice saying, may your music be loud and your beers be cold. We'll see you fuckers in a week.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Dustin Wyckoff, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.